The Mackinac Center, our favorite think tank out of Midland, Michigan, has a new feature they have just unveiled. The Mackinac Center has long been proposing a discussion, in fact, a change here in Michigan to turn us into a right-to-work state. And they are putting their argument in a different form, one that's called a right-to-work dashboard. Very attractive, very understandable, very simple, at Mackinac.org. The man who put it together, Paul Kersey, with help, is the labor policy director at the Mackinac Center. And Paul's on the other end of our line. Good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you doing today?
Very well. How are you?
Okay.
Before we get into your dashboard and what you're doing and some of the information you have posted, let's talk about right to work and give people who are not familiar with it a primer. Michigan is not a right to work state. What is a right to work state?
A right to work state is a state that has passed a law that basically says that a worker cannot be obligated to join a union or pay agency fees and union dues as a condition of having a job. It doesn't affect the union's position as collective bargaining agent. It doesn't abolish collective bargaining. It doesn't change the process for grievances or anything else. It just says that when it comes down to whether or not the union has earned your dues payments, the workers get the final say, not the union itself or the employer.
So I could work at the GM plant even if I chose not to be a UAW member?
That is correct.
All right. And right now you're not allowed to do that?
No, you're not allowed to do that, at least not in Michigan. What happens in Michigan is typically the collective bargaining agreement, certainly the ones involved in the UAW, will have an agency fee clause that says that every person covered by this contract has to either join the union formally or pay an agency fee, which is basically the same amount as union dues anyway.
Now, what happens at GM plants in other states that are right to work, like, say, Tennessee?
Well, what happens there is the majority of workers actually agree to pay the union dues anyway. Just to give the most extreme example, Mississippi does not have a right to work law. I'm sorry, Mississippi has a right to work law. The vast majority, 75% of workers in that state who are covered by a collective bargaining agreement, go ahead and join the union anyway. But the difference is that the union is more accountable to workers in right-to-work states because they know that they have to actually earn that support by providing benefits, by providing good representation, and by making sure that these people keep their jobs and that those jobs are rewarding.
Uh-huh. How many states are right-to-work right now?
22 right now.
22. And closest to Michigan, which states are right-to-work?
Oh, let's see. The closest ones would probably be either Iowa or Tennessee right now.
Indiana has sort of a hybrid, I've been told.
Well, Indiana Indiana gives public school teachers the right to decide whether or not to support their union. So Indiana has right to work for teachers in the public schools.
All right. Now, where are the advantages? Where do you see the advantages for states that do have right-to-work laws?
Well, the advantages are pretty much across the board. Certainly, the trends are working that way. You have much better employment prospects in a right-to-work state. Unemployment is a full percentage point and then some lower on average in right-to-work states than in non-right-to-work states. Right-to-work states were actually adding jobs even while the recession was coming on. They were adding them slowly as late as 2008, while right-to-work, non-right-to-work states, and Michigan in particular, were losing jobs. There is still a bit of a residual advantage in terms of incomes for non-right-to-work states. Wages, at least in terms of cash dollars, are tend to be higher still, but that gap is closing and closing quickly. There are a number of states where per capita disposable incomes are higher that have right to work. Virginia, Texas, Florida in particular, per capita disposable income is higher there than in Michigan, and we expect that a number of right to work states will overtake Michigan in terms even of incomes in the next several years.
As we look at your right-to-work dashboard at Mackinac.org, a lot of different categories represented. And what you have done here is you've set up what looks like a speedometer. Mm-hmm. And for each category, unemployment, real GDP, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, median household income, you give the figures for right-to-work states, non-right-to-work states, and then Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan's numbers are generally worse than any of the others.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing that right-to-work states seem to have the advantage in every category. And if that's the case, then why in the world are there only 22 states right-to-work?
Well, because unions, unfortunately, just will not... unions are strongly opposed to this. They have tremendous political clout, especially in places like Michigan. The dues money that they draw in, for which they are not accountable to workers, really, can be used to buy political influence, and they've used that political influence to protect themselves. But I think in Michigan, especially the economic situation that we have, I think people are looking at the economic situation that we have, the difficulties that we have finding and creating jobs in this state. So I think the crisis situation that we have in Michigan has led to a lot of people asking a lot of questions about the roles of unions in general and about the possibility of right to work sort of giving us opportunity to make a clean break with that and start to rebuild our economy.
How would Michigan's economic situation improve measurably if we adopted a right to work?